It was a busy day on July 10th at the Intercontinental Hotel here in Cleveland. The Cisco Networking Academy Conference brought instructors from all over in to learn more about this ambitious and productive program. Oh yeah, President Bush was speaking just down the hall too. If you've been around the technology world for a while, you probably consider Cisco to be the plumbing of the internet. And their routers and switches still make up a lot of that vital infrastructure. Cisco, like the internet, has evolved over the years though. One thing that seems constant is the increasing demand for skilled talent and an insufficient supply, especially in the Great Lakes region. In this interview, Gene Longo of Cisco Networking Academy tells us what they are doing to populate that pipeline with skilled talent. Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show. We're speaking with Gene Longo, the Senior Manager of U.S. Field Operations for Cisco. We're here at the Cisco Network Academy Conference here at the Intercontinental Hotel here. Gene, tell us, what is the Cisco Network Academy program?
The Cisco Networking Academy program is a philanthropic effort from Cisco to provide technical curriculum to schools and colleges and universities to teach students networking and information technology skills.
About how many students and instructors are we talking about?
Well, it's a global program. We're in over 165 countries. We have about 500,000 students around the world involved in the program.
You know, it's 10 years old now. You have your 10-year anniversary, and obviously there had to be goals when the program started. How are you coming with those? What were those goals, and have you achieved many of them?
Well, it's interesting. The program, when it started back in 1997, had some really simple foundational principles, and one was to just, in general, teach students networking skills. We had no idea that the IT industry was also going to see this resurgence back in 97 when the internet was just taking off and there was a high demand for trained technical workers. The program was originally created to address the need in high schools, but community colleges with their workforce development efforts really gravitated towards it early on, developed strong programs to train and retrain working adults in this field. So it played a role both in high schools and in the college market as well.
You know, people have been around for a long time may view Cisco as kind of the plumbing of the internet. That's how it's kind of thought of in the past. But I saw a lot of information today where one quote said the internet is not simply a network of computers, it's a network of people. And someone else talked about the human network and networking being the platform for life. That doesn't sound like a plumbing solution, does it?
No, it's starting to be more of a people use and a real focus around the use of what we do in our daily lives. So the network is probably transparent to most of us. When we drive across a bridge or an interstate and we hit a toll booth and have Easy Pass, we probably don't realize there's a network there. We go to the grocery store and we check out our groceries on ourselves now. There's a network behind that. So the network has changed our daily lives. It's changing the way people interact. It's changing the way people communicate. Imagine things now like MySpace or any of the other social networking sites that are out there. It's really connecting people, and there's no boundaries to what it provides.
One exciting new feature that was touched on is the telepresence. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, telepresence is an exciting technology from Cisco, which enables people to collaborate as if you were really in the room with them. So imagine having a group of people in Beijing and a group of people here in Cleveland and being able to communicate as if you're sitting around the same conference table. And eventually think of it as multi-point, where you could have multiple destinations all feeling like they're in the same environment. So that ability to kind of be there, be more productive, save time, save money, and achieve all those same things without losing the sense of the connection of the other person in the room.
You know, as business people, we know that the demand for IT workers is up and the talented candidates are down. And obviously, the Cisco Network Academy program addresses that, but it also addresses some of the soft skills that employers are looking for and deals with motivating students in some of the areas such as girls and minority students who may not have that natural pipeline into the IT world, right?
Yeah, exactly. We've always had a guiding principle in the program that it was opportunity for all. The IT world is really kind of growing and transforming to many different types of jobs and ways that we want to engage students of all backgrounds. whether they're young or they're old, people looking for second careers, homeless. We have programs in homeless shelters. We have programs in nonprofit community organizations like Focus Hope in Detroit or the Job Corps Centers, which is the nation's oldest job training program. So it's not just in schools, but it's in communities and really providing people with the skills to get a job and hopefully make their life better.
Now here we are in Cleveland. The Academy Conference is here. Lev Gonick, the CIO of Case Western Reserve, is one of the keynote speakers, and I'm sure, you know, it didn't hurt having John Chambers' parents attend Case Western Reserve either. But why are you here in Cleveland, and how many attendees are here? How's the show going?
The show is great. We looked at a number of cities. We do this every summer in three different cities around the country to make it accessible to Academy instructors around the country. And when we look at cities that certainly have an attraction that people might want to come to. We look at cities that have a very good cost benefit for our instructors. We know that education is very price sensitive, and we want to really look for a good value for the instructors. So a good place to come where they might want to bring their families along with them, but also a very affordable venue that tends to attract people to it.
And in your awards presentation, one of your local partners, Cuyahoga Community College, is one of the winners in the relationships category.
Yeah, Cuyahoga Community College has been a long partner with the Academy program. They're not only a what we call a local academy that teaches students, but they also serve as a regional training center for instructors around the Ohio area. So instructors can go to Cuyahoga Community College and get their training to take back to their classroom and teach their students. So they're a very strategic partner for us here. They've also partnered with us in hosting career fair events for students and graduates of the program to meet potential employers. So they're a very strong player with us and an important partner with us in the Cleveland area.
Well, Dean, our final question is, I know you had a few schedule shifts today, room changes and all, but I guess that's what happens when the President of the United States shares a facility with you.
Yeah, it is, and you have to be flexible. The one thing that we hope that he sees our signs, because about a year ago, the President came to Cisco and actually wanted to learn about the Academy program, met some instructors and some students. We also had other folks from his administration that toured an Academy in the San Jose Bay Area. So we know that it was an important foundation in his Innovation for America campaign, and it's something that we believe really strongly that to be competitive in this nation, we have to maintain our technical leadership, and we hope this public-private partnership and the partnership we have with education and government really helps build that going forward.
Well, we've been speaking with Gene Long, the Senior Manager of U.S. Field Operations for Cisco Systems. Thanks, Gene.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.